You're watching and listening to the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and I'm your host, John Fowler. So glad to have you tuned in to this edition. I preached a message recently that is entitled, I Am He. Let me tell you how this all came about. We went to Ohio to see the Easter Cave, and in this Easter Cave, there are different setups that tell the story from the Last Supper to the crucifixion to Palm Sunday. There are so many different scenes within this cave, and it's in Morford, Ohio. I encourage you to go. It's over the next couple of weeks. But anyway, one of the scenes it talked about when Jesus was in his worst spot probably ever on earth, except for the crucifixion. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane. And while he's in the garden, they take him captive. So let's listen to what John 18, 1 through 6 says. When Jesus had spoken these words, he sent forth with his disciples over the brook, which was a garden, unto which he entered into along with his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priest and the Pharisees, he said, come thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Here's what's amazing to this, is Jesus was unarmed. The only thing that Jesus had was the power to be able to do what he wanted to. So he says in verse 4, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, who seek ye? Then they answered to him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Now listen to what happened. Because of the power of what his voice had while he was here on earth, and even what he has today, as soon as they had said unto them, I am he, they went backwards and fell to the ground. Now, what I said in the sermon the other day, this was probably the first Pentecostal slaying in the spirit that ever took place, is when Jesus said, I am he, they fell back. So there is power in the name of Jesus, and the name of Jesus brings peace in chaos and strength in weakness. When you're going through something in your life, let me tell you something, the chaos will go away and there will be peace if you speak his name. All you have to do is say, Jesus. In time of trouble, all you have to do is say, Jesus, help me. Demons tremble at his name, and chains are broken when his name is declared. Heaven responds when we call his name. It is important that you and I do that today. Whatever we're going through, if we think we're going to be in an accident, call out the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, if you feel sick in your body, call out for the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus carries the full weight of God's authority. So think of that. If his name covers the full weight of his authority, then we have that authority through the blood of Jesus, and we can call out his name. If you look at Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. That's Ephesians 1, 7. Because there is power in the blood of Jesus. So there's power in his name. And now, because of the blood of Jesus, we have the ability to have access to the Father and breaking down every wall of separation. There is no separation between God and us because Jesus is the mediator. It protects us from the enemy. We can plead the blood of Jesus, and we can apply the blood of Jesus over our sons, our daughters, our grandchildren, our finances. We can absolutely protect ourselves because of the blood of Jesus. Look it up. His name redeems our past and secures our future. And there is no sin too deep that the blood cannot wash away. Isn't that exciting? And so when you look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, we are redeemed by his blood and the forgiveness of his sin and the forgiveness of our sin. When you look at Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Sharing your story brings hope to the hopeless. Think about what you've gone through in your life, and when you had a situation where you felt like you were hopeless and God turned it around for your good. That is the God that we serve. And after you go through a test, that gives you a testimony. And through that testimony, people are waiting. They're waiting to hear what you have gone through so that it helps them. And your testimony is proof that Jesus is still working in lives today. And your testimony glorifies God and silences the lies of the enemy. You will never, ever know who is waiting to hear what you've overcome, because your testimony is important. And then the final part of this message, I talked about the abundant life that we have in Jesus, because we can call out his name, because there is power in the blood, because there's power in our testimony. Now the abundant life in his name, we have it. It's secure. John 10:10, the thief comes not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. He says, but I come that you might have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So God did not call you to just survive. He has called you to thrive. Jesus came so that you could live an abundant life, that you could be healed, that you could be delivered, and that you could walk victoriously. So when you speak his name over your life, over your family, over your future, he forgives us of our past. But when we speak life over our future and over our families and over our life, let me tell you something. Great things are ahead for you. Look at Jeremiah 29:11. It will tell you, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Let me tell you something. God cares about you, and he's doing awesome things in your life. And all you have to do is trust him to know that he's going to work it out for your good. Whatever you're going through, it's none of your business how he's going to fix it. Just let him do it. And I guarantee you he will. Hey, if you're not where you need to be today and you want to serve Jesus, here's what you do. You say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life and live. Use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, angels are rejoicing in heaven. The devil's mad, but that's okay. You have power to overcome the enemy in Jesus' name. Hey, if you accepted him today, please share that with us. Send us a message. We'd love to hear from you, and we will celebrate with you. If you need a Bible, we'll send you one free of charge, courtesy of the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God. We're so excited for all the ones who give to this ministry. And if you're praying about that, we encourage you to give to this ministry. I promise you, it goes right back into the ministry. You can text the word PULSE to 1-304-244-3187, thepulsechurch.com, and give through PayPal, or mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and have a great day.